The British Prime Minister Theresa May will hold cabinet meetings tonight to decide the next step in Brexit. You might remember her withdrawal deal with the European Union has been rejected three times by Parliament, and last night, four alternative proposals were also defeated. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay says this means the default legal position is that Britain will leave the EU on April 12 without a deal.
To secure any further extension, the government will have to put forward a credible proposition to the EU as to what we will do with that extra time. This House has continuously rejected leaving without a deal, just as it has rejected not leaving at all.
Christopher Stafford joins me now from the University of Nottingham. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What happens in 10 days' time if Britain just crashes out of the European Union? Can you tell me what that would look like in terms of travel, trade, and for all the EU citizens living in the UK?
I guess the easy answer to that is we don't really know. Certainly with trade, we would end up being on WTO rules. For citizens, European citizens in Britain and British citizens in Europe, it's really a big unknown. And obviously they're quite concerned about that, as you can understand.
One Conservative MP, Nick Bowles, resigned from the government party immediately after his proposal was rejected. This is what he said.
I accept I have failed. I have failed chiefly because my party refuses to compromise.
So why is it that Parliament can't agree on another way forward or approve the Prime Minister's deal? Isn't the prospect of a no-deal Brexit more worrying?
To many MPs, it is quite worrying. For me, I think the big part of the problem is that during the referendum, there was no sort of concrete idea as to how we would leave if we did vote to leave. So no one really voted on a method for leaving. They just indicated that they wanted to leave, and so we've had to figure all that out afterwards. As you know, there's many different opinions, and as Nick Bowles there said, there seems to be a lack of willingness to compromise on the part of many MPs.
One proposal last night was to negotiate a customs union with the EU, and that was defeated by only three votes. But would Brussels have even considered that?
It's hard to say. I think if Parliament voted strongly in favour of it, it would definitely be a potential bargaining tool for the government to say, this is what our Parliament wants. Can we try and negotiate it? And there is a chance that the EU, they might want to grant an extension to do that, but at the same time, we don't really know. I think without a strong backing from Parliament, the European Union has no real incentive or desire to grant an extension to even accept that kind of thing.
What happens next? Will Theresa May put her deal to Parliament again?
From what I'm hearing right now, I think that there are potential plans for her to put it to Parliament again on Wednesday, but Parliament might also be having more votes, more of these indicative votes on Wednesday as well. So I think it's pretty likely she will try and put it to Parliament again.
And what will happen is it's the great unknown, really, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, if the trend is followed, then maybe it'll get a bit more support. Each successive vote, it gets a little more support from MPs than it did the previous time. But I still don't think it's popular enough to pass with a majority in the House.
It's such an incredibly complex story. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Christopher Stafford from the University of Nottingham's School of Politics and International Relations. This is RN Drive.